it's Wendy Snyder sitting in for John Williams today, and let's talk television. Yes, television is one of my favorite pastimes. I love it. So on the line with us right now is host and editor of Comic Book Club, Alex Zalbin. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
I am doing well. Earlier this morning, I was talking to Bob Surratt about The Penguin. And I am not really, I shouldn't say this to you because you're the host and editor of Comic Book Club, but I'm not that into superheroes, really. Some of them, yes, but The Penguin takes on a whole new flavor, and it's more of a gangster-type show. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that full disclosure, even as a comic book guy, that is how I've been recommending it to people, because it spins out of the Batman, the 2022 movie that starred Robert Pattinson, but it's really its own 8-episode thing. And if you don't like comic books, if you don't like superheroes, like you said, it's not that. It's just this head-to-head competition to take over the Gotham City crime world, starring Colin Farrell as Oswald Cobb / the Penguin, and Christine Milioti as his rival, Sophia Falcone.
She's fabulous. Oh.
So good. So good. And the season's complete, so I think without getting into spoilers, we can say, even though it takes place between the Batman and the Batman Part 2, which isn't coming out until 2026, it's its own story. It's 8 episodes. You watch it, you get a complete story. It hit a really upsetting but satisfying ending in the last episode. So if you're not a Batman guy, not a comic book guy or girl, check it out on Max, because it's fantastic.
And Colin Farrell is a babe. There, I said it. He is so good looking, and I cannot believe that's him. The accent, I can't believe that's him. Fabulous acting on his part.
It's pretty fantastic. I mean, even beyond the fact that they're putting him in a lot of prosthetics, and they give him, there's this huge scar across his face. He has a club foot, so he walks with a limp. But everything is different about him. He just completely transforms himself through his acting style as well. And it's so much more than, you know, all the stuff they put on him. In fact, he said, I never want to do that again, because it's just so much time in the makeup chair.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just, it's a phenomenal performance.
It's unreal. And that is HBO, correct?
Yes, it was on HBO. Excuse me.
And now?
It's now streaming on Max.
Okay.
Streaming on Max.
All right, I'm seeing a lot of ads for Dune. What's going on with Dune? Is this the Timothy Chalamet?
Yes. Well, on HBO, there is a show called Dune Prophecy. If you're a Game of Thrones House of the Dragon person, it's basically like that for the Dune movies, Dune and Dune Part 2, that were in theaters. It takes place 10,000 years before the events of the first Dune movie, but honestly, it feels kind of like it takes place a week before. It's pretty much the same conflicts, pretty much the same thing, though. It gives you the origin story of that stuff. It's not quite as visually spectacular as the movies, as you might expect from a TV budget. But, you know, it's still some fun sci-fi, and it's definitely a lot of different houses vying for control. Again, if you like the whole Game of Thrones House of the Dragon thing, that's currently airing on HBO and then streaming on Max at the same time. It's 6 weeks long, so just started this past Sunday and easily digestible.
Okay, Ted Danson is a guy that I truly enjoy. He, of course, was great as Sam Malone on Cheers. I really liked The Good Place, too, and now A Man on the Inside?
Yes, this is a new show that's on Netflix today. It is 8 episodes, I want to say. I might be wrong on that. I'll have to check. But it stars Ted Danson as a retiree. His wife has passed away. He's very morose about it, and then he gets the opportunity, he gets hired by a private investigator to be the man on the inside, go undercover in a retirement community to try to figure out who's pulling off a bunch of thefts there. And it comes from Mike Schur, who created The Good Place and also worked on The Office and Parks and Recreation. It's a little, I will warn people, a little sadder than that. I was kind of expecting it to be a laugh riot, and it is not. But it's sweet, and it's very poignant, and Ted Danson is just, he's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I will just say, you know, over from Cheers to now, he's just had an incredible career, and he just gets better and better every time.
And on Curb Your Enthusiasm, too. Mm-hmm. He was great. All right, somebody just texted me, Penguin is not renewed for next year. Is that true?
Well, it's not so much that it was not renewed, as they really only planned it as an 8-episode series, and that's it. They're not saying they'll never come back to it, but the idea was to tell the story of the Penguin, and then that leads directly into the start of the Batman Part 2, which is going to be in movie theaters. There's going to be probably other spinoffs. They just haven't announced which yet. And I have some theories, but I'll hold them because I don't want to spoil the series.
Yeah, okay. That's probably a good one. All right, speaking of last season's, I am devastated that we will no longer have my fun vampire friends, Nandor, Laszlo, Nadja, and Colin Robinson, because what we do in the shadows is, first of all, I don't really like vampire things, but this is so funny, and this is the last season, and I have never laughed harder. The show is so funny.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. If anybody does want to check it out, it airs on FX and then streams the next day on Hulu. They're up through season 6 now. And I've done the first 6 episodes, I want to say, out of 11, which is going to be the series finale. But like you said, it is so funny. You don't have to like vampires. You don't have to like supernatural stuff. You just have to like really, really good, smart comedy to check out the show.
It is so good. So good, so good. All right. Alexander Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. And we will continue talking. I have a couple of shows that I want to bring up that, one, I can't really believe I'm watching, and it's growing on me. And the other one is, it just kind of, well, let me just say, Caitlin Olsen is in a show on CBS called High Potential. And she, it's not really a comedy. I don't really know what I'm watching. I'm only on episode 3. I'm intrigued. She kind of has an ADHD superpower kind of thing, where she's a consultant to detectives. And I don't know how I feel about it because I want my Caitlin Olsen funny and raunchy.
Yeah, but it is, you know, it's actually a huge hit. It is a breakout hit of the new season. If people want to watch it, by the way, it's on ABC and then streams the next day on Hulu.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
It's a straight-up procedural, and I agree with you. I want her to be the crazy, out-of-control person we know and love from It's Always Sunny and other comedies, but, you know, sometimes you have to have a job that pays you a lot of money. It is a big hit, and the classic procedural format seems to really be working for her.
And I'll be honest with you, she's not a bad dramatic actress.
Mm-hmm.
I love her.
Yeah, I mean, that might be part of the thing as well, to get out of, she's been characterized as Sweet D from It's Always Sunny for, gosh, 15 years now, something like that. So to play a different character really just shows her chops, shows a different side of her. I'd also recommend, if you're a fan of hers, go watch Hacks on Max.
Oh, yeah.
Where she plays the daughter of Jean Smart, and she's so good there. It's sort of the halfway point between serious and funny, but she's great.
Alex Zalbin on the line with us. Alex, I did want to throw out there, some listeners have been texting in and making some comments about their television viewing. Pradeeps of Pittsburgh, I have a friend who is a writer on that show, and we talked to the showrunner, Vigil Patel. It's on Prime Video, and it is so funny. The Pradeeps of Pittsburgh, really enjoying that.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that the last time, that the whole season is on Prime Video now, and yeah, people can check it out and enjoy the whole thing.
So funny. 847, Ted Danson was on Becker also. I forgot about that.
Yes.
About 4 or 5 texts talking about Shrinking on Apple Plus, which is really one of the best shows I've ever seen.
It's fantastic. If you have Apple TV Plus, or if you don't and are thinking about picking it up, you definitely should watch Shrinking. It stars Jason Segel as a therapist who decides to try some radical therapy with his patients, basically taking them out into the world and forcing them to confront their fears. Alongside him, Harrison Ford plays his mentor and is phenomenal. So funny, so dramatic, absolutely excellent. And the rest of the cast is great, too. The second season is currently streaming on Apple TV+. Watch the first season. You can get caught up. The seventh episode out of 12, I want to say, just streamed 2 days ago on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So there's still a bunch more to go. And I will say, without getting into spoilers, I've seen the whole season, and it's so good throughout.
I just love the whole cast, and I love Harrison Ford. Woof. He is so funny in this. This is a show that I don't know if anyone but my son Michael and I have watched. It's crazy. It is called It's Florida Man. Have you seen this? It is the craziest show I've ever seen.
I haven't seen it, but I am familiar with it. I know it's streaming on Max now, and it's basically like the show Drunk History, but for stories about Florida people, with actors recreating them, right?
Yes. And is it Danny McBride from, is that his name? He's in the...
Righteous Gemstones and everything.
Yeah, the Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah, there's a bunch of folks on it. Anna Faris, Jake Johnson.
Well, he's
Randall
behind
Park,
it. I don't know if he produced it or did something with it, but it is these... First of all, I just didn't... Why do crazies live in Florida? That's all I'm going to say, because these are real true stories. And you're right, there are actors then who do the reenactment. It's kind of it's very disturbing, some of the stories. It's weird, but I it's like a car accident. I can't stop watching it.
Yeah, and that's a half-hour show. I think there's going to be 6 episodes total, if I remember correctly. There are 5 up now that you can all watch on Max. And the, I believe, again, final one should air this upcoming Sunday on HBO and stream on Max.
All right. Very weird. Silo, I saw trailers for it. It looks interesting.
This show is great. This is absolutely one of my favorite shows from a couple of years ago. It stars Rebecca Ferguson as a woman who lives in a dystopian future. Everybody who remains of humanity is living in this one enormous silo for the name. They all have different jobs, different things to do. If you're a fan of shows like Lost and other mystery shows, highly recommend checking this out. But it has the right amount of action, the right amount of drama. And the best thing about it is, unlike most of the criticisms of Lost, it knows where it's going with its mysteries. So every time you start to figure out something, the characters in the show figure it out, and then they move ahead of you again. So it's really, really well paced. The first season streamed a couple of years ago on Apple TV+, and the second season just started, so you can catch up very easily. The second episode of the second season is going to stream starting tomorrow. It's phenomenal. Cannot recommend it enough.
Okay, that's Silo on Apple TV+. The other show I mentioned is called It's Florida Man. Very weird. A bunch of people chiming in saying that they love High Potential on ABC, one of the best shows I've seen in a while. That features Caitlin Olsen, as we were discussing. And finally, before I let you go, 847 just reminded me, here's the text. Does anyone but me watch Somebody Somewhere? Love it. I love that show with Bridget Everett and her pal that I can't think of his name right now. It is so sweet and wonderful. What's his name?
Jeff Hiller.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, that's great. That's also airing on HBO on Sunday nights, I believe, and streaming on Max. And it's in the middle of its final season now. So definitely check it out. Like you said, sweet, wonderful, great performances. Just a sad sometimes, but like a nice break in a certain way from what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it is really tender. There are moments that are really great, and parts of that were filmed in Lockport, Illinois. So that's pretty exciting.
Ooh.
I know.
There you go.
Crazy. All right. Have a great, wonderful Thanksgiving, Alex, and hope to talk to you before Christmas.
You as well. Thank you so much for having me on, Wendy.